Our guest in the cafe this morning is Commerce Chamber of Commerce Manager Paul Voss. Good morning.
Morning, John Mark. How are you?
Yes, sir. Fine. And so Halloween on the Square Tuesday night, that has become quite an event.
It's a big deal.
It seems to be in Commerce, Texas.
And, you know, and we do it on Halloween night, on the 31st. We're going to do it that night. And but it's not very long. We start about 5:30, and we're over usually about 7:30 when everybody gets through the maze of coming through downtown and getting their candy and stuff. But it's last year, it was the first year we had really taken it back over again as the chamber, and it really has really took on its own life last year, and over 3,000 kids. So, you know, that's kind of cool. And we have business. It's not like vendors. It's just businesses from all over town will bring a table, and they'll dress up with their Halloween costumes and hand out candy downtown. And it's fun. It's just a riot. And Ridgecrest Baptist Church will have some bounce houses down there, and maybe some Dunkin' booths and stuff. And so there's just a lot of variants, but it's a lot of fun for a lot of kids. First Baptist Church as well is doing something. So the line really starts at First Baptist Church, comes through Westside Barbershop, down Washington to Maine, up Maine to the Chamber, across the Latsons, back down Maine, going around the square, up to City Hall, back down Alamo, and then out. And It's really taken a life of its own. But you know, one of the really cool things, the trunk or treat part has really expanded. They've asked for 48 spots for the trunk or treat people this year.
And this is different organizations that are giving out candy.
Yes, it is. And this is put on mainly by AC Williams PTO. The University Children's Learning Center, and I'm not sure, there's about four or five entities that are involved in that, and I apologize to the ones that I'm not speaking of right now, but that do that. But it is really, it's really helpful to get, you know, everything at one spot. It's safe. It's, you know, and it's...
Well, I want to ask you about that. Now, if you have 3,000 kids, now some of those are coming from outside of town.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, you know, last year after about an hour, I left our table and I walked down Main Street and walked over to the West Side Barbershop. And this is after an hour of solid kids now. And the line was still past Monroe Street. Behind the West Side Barbershop, trying to get in. So it really is a big deal, and everybody, and we tried to do it for ages 12 and under. So it's basically for the little kids,
well,
and they have a great time doing it.
Free candy. Who would guess that would be so popular?
Right.
Who would think? But you mentioned safety, and that really is the big motivation, isn't it? So that you don't have kids going and knocking on doors, and they don't know who's behind
exactly
that
right.
door.
That's exactly right. Come to Downtown Commerce, and it will be safe. We'll have a police presence. We have the streets, you know, where it's safe for the kids to get across the streets and stuff. And it really is going to be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And we like I say, we took it over last year again, and it's fun for us as well, because you know those little kids, they're really excited about it. And when you look down the street, and they're just you know, deep, you know, from solid from our office all the way to Washington Street, and it's just amazing, and it's just. Have fun.
We're going to run out of time here, but and we don't have much time to talk about this. But you're already planning for your Christmas on the Square Saturday, December 2nd.
December the 2nd, the first weekend in December. We moved the parade up, so it won't be a late parade. It's going to be like a 5:30, 6 o'clock parade, whenever dark is, because it's going to be a parade of lights. And we've already got the sheriff posse is going to be there to lead us off, and we've got a lot of people that are building floats right now.
Saturday, December 2nd. Then just before we go, you just had a ribbon cutting for Mugs downtown, and they've been doing unbelievable business.
Oh my goodness! You need to come. You want some cappuccino or hot chocolate or anything to do with something good to drink? Go see Mugs right on the square, across, right next to Adventures in Printing. Across the street, you know, from Le Cher, right by the mural. And it, man, I guarantee what, you can't get in there during the day.
And I'm seeing a lot of college kids.
Oh, there is a lot of. I went in the other morning, and there was 65 or 70 people in there when I walked in.
Wow.
And most of them were college kids. And they've got Wi-Fi. They've got little group settings all around the whole room. And it is just it is amazing what kind of business they're doing. And they really deserve a big kudos.
Okay, Paul, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you, John Mark.
And it's Paul Voss, the Commerce Chamber of Commerce Manager. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.